Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, breaking news. Congress is making moves to gain leverage over Pete Hegseth and force him to release the video of the second strike that was committed on September 2nd. This political article reads, Congress to withhold Pentagon travel funds until it sees boat strike videos. Lawmakers very intentionally put a provision in this bill to force Pete Hegseth to release this video. Before we even dig in, let's listen to Donald Trump being asked about this video by Dasha Burns just this morning.
Speaking of ships, I do want to talk about the boat strikes. The defense secretary, should he testify, Pete Hegseth, under oath before Congress about that controversial second strike on the alleged drug boat on October 2nd?
I don't care if he does. He can if he wants. I don't care.
Do you think he should?
I don't care. I would say do it if you want, Pete. He's doing a great job.
Have you watched the video?
He was stopping. I watched everything, yeah. I watched everything. I see a lot of things.
And do you believe that that second strike was necessary?
Well, it looked like they were trying to turn back over the boat, but I don't get involved in that. That's up to them. The admiral that did that is a highly respected, as you know, a highly respected man. And we save 25,000 people every time we knock out a boat. On average, they kill 25,000 Americans. So, you know, I don't like doing that, but the drugs coming in through the sea are down to, they're down by 92%.
All right, a few key pieces of information. First of all, that 92% number that he made up was an absolute lie. Secondly, the boat that they struck on September 2nd, the boat at the center of the double strike controversy, wasn't even headed to the United States. It was headed to Suriname. The entire time, it was headed to a country in South America, a small South American country east of Venezuela. It wasn't going to the United States, and they won't release the footage. Thirdly, when Donald Trump says that there are 25,000 lives saved every time we blow up one of these ships that aren't even heading to the United States, which one in four of these ships might not even have drugs on them, according to the Coast Guard, he says that we saved 25,000 lives. By that same logic, his pardoning of the former Honduran president cost about 4 million lives via the same math, because he helped traffic 500 kilos of cocaine. Listen to Dasha asking the same exact question.
You pardoned former Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez and let him out of prison, even though he was convicted in a massive international drug trafficking scheme. How is that zero tolerance on drug trafficking?
Well, I don't know him, and I know very little about him, other than people said it was like a Obama-Biden-type setup, where he was set up. He was the president of the country. The country deals in drugs, like probably you could say that about every country. And because he was the president, they gave him like 45 years in prison. And there are many people fighting for Honduras, very good people that I know, and they think he was treated horribly. And they asked me to do it, and I said, I'll do it.
Do you think that could send the wrong message to
drug
dealers?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think, you know, when you weaponize government, they've weaponized their government just like they did over here. I'm one of the people that survived, but they weaponized the government. We had the most weaponized government. Our election was rigged. They went after me. I was impeached twice. I was indicted. They indicted me. I came out good. Here we are in the White House. Things are looking nice, but they were vicious, and they are vicious. They're sick people.
There is nothing more sick in my eyes than pardoning somebody who did terrible things, said he wanted to stuff cocaine up the nose of gringos. That was his quote. And then saying, you know very little about him. Listen, I'm 23 years old, and I can, in one Google search, find the indictment of Juan Orlando Hernandez. It's right here. The defendant is a former member of the National Congress of Honduras. From at least 2004 up to 2022, Hernandez participated in corrupt and violent drug trafficking conspiracy to facilitate the importation of tons of cocaine into the United States. As a part of that conspiracy, the defendant received millions of dollars from multiple drug trafficking organizations in Honduras, Mexico, and elsewhere, including from the former leader of cartels, El Chapo. Hernandez used those proceeds to enrich himself, finance his political campaigns, commit voter fraud. One Google search. One page. We just read like half a page, and I fully understand that if a United States jury found him guilty of this, he's not a good guy. Yet Trump says, well, I don't know him, and I know little about him. He's obviously lying, and there are a lot of rumors that Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, will use this money, funnel it into crypto, then funnel that into Trump coin. I want to talk about Pete Hegseth being absolutely cooked by Congress in just 1 second, but watch this video of Pete Hegseth's acting chief of staff, Ricky Barilla, drunk at a Pentagon meeting or during the Pentagon press room. Just listen to the way he's speaking, talking to Matt Gaetz.
What percentage of the F-35 are fully mission capable today?
So that's a great question, Matt, and I appreciate you getting after it because not enough. Not enough. It is the most capable fighter that we have right now. When it flies, you're right. It is the most capable fighter. What we have right now, and you saw last month in the acquisition speech, is a department and leadership that's willing to get after it to challenge industry to produce better. There are plenty of surface-to-air missile systems that the Iranians have. We know that.
Did they shoot any of them?
No, they didn't, because we were so successful. And that platform, the F-35, is an amazing platform that can go after these systems. It is the most capable platform we have, Matt. And what we're doing right now is we have a plan to get to 80% mission capable rates by 2030. The Deputy Secretary of War and Mike Duffy, the Undersecretary for Acquisitions and Sustainment, is meeting with Lockheed Martin.
Does he seem a little bit drunk to you, or is that just me? Does he? I'm just asking. I'm just asking questions, as Tucker Carlson would say. But to continue, this is Pete Hegseth just a few years back having a lot of moral clarity on war crime.
And I do think there have to be consequences for abject war crimes. If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief. There's a standard, there's an ethos, there's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies or others would do.
There's this mind-boggling phenomenon where people in the Trump administration had amazing moral clarity about issues like 5-10 years back. Marco Rubio, for example, he actually knows a lot about Russia-Ukraine. I promise you, Marco Rubio is very, very pro-Ukraine and understands the stakes and how bad Russia is. I've heard him talk about this a dozen times, and I've listened to his speeches, yet now he's morphing into this MAGA dude. Pete Hegseth was just saying a few things that are key. He was saying, number one, you can refuse unlawful orders, which is what this whole controversy lately has been about. Now he's saying you can't and that you'd be disobeying the president. But no, you can refuse and disobey unlawful orders, as the Uniform Code of Military Justice says, because by definition, the unlawful orders are not in service of the Constitution. They'd be in service of the president or a wannabe dictator or some institution. Orders absolutely can be unlawful. He also talks about having a standard. He says that there's an ethos, that there's a standard, and that's very, very true. When we begin to erode the standard globally on who we can strike and what we can strike them for and how much evidence we need, then that erodes the standard of engagement across other countries, overseas. The United States, which is supposed to be seen as a leader, I know that's not how it is right now, I know that we're not leading much, but we're supposed to be seen as a leader when we're following rules of engagement like the worst country, like Russia, then it's a free-for-all on the global stage. So Pete Hegseth understood this during the Obama era that they claim was so bad. Like, he understood this during the Obama era, but nowadays, Congress is legitimately trying to withhold Pentagon travel funds until it sees the boat strike videos. This is Congress using maximum leverage. Congress is using its Marquee defense bill to force the Pentagon into turning over videos of strikes against suspected drug smuggling boats off the coast of Latin America. Lawmakers plan to withhold a quarter of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's travel budget. One more time. They will withhold a quarter of MAGA Pete's travel budget until the Pentagon provides them with the videos. The demand, quietly tucked into the final draft of the annual defense policy bill, calls for, quote, unedited video of strikes conducted against designated terrorist organizations in the area of responsibility of the United States Southern Command to the House and Senate Armed Services Committee. So they're essentially saying, give us the damn tapes. We need to see the videos. Congressional leaders released their final draft of the defense bill Sunday, which is expected to be approved without changes by the House and the Senate. For the first time in a while, Congress is standing up to the Trump administration. They didn't really do it on tariffs when they are the ones that have the ability to impose a tax. They didn't really do it on the appointees. We had to have courts strike down Alina Haba and Lindsey Halligan as appointees. And now they haven't really been doing it on the war with Venezuela, but now they're at least introducing some sort of check to say, give us this video. Hegseth on Saturday wouldn't say whether he would release the video, citing potential safety concerns for troops. But remember, they already released part of the first strike, so those safety concerns are nullified. I don't understand what the safety concerns are. And he's released far more for far less, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about Signalgate. He's released far more intel for nothing in return other than controversy. So some interesting clips here. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Good job to Dasha Burns for this interview. And Pete Hegseth is cooked. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.